morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back, KNS listeners. It's Saturday, September 28th, 10 a.m. I am your host, Bud Wiry, and you are in the shop. So I welcome you guys back once again to what I hope is going to be another really exciting half hour of political discourse for the Boone County area here, because there's been a lot going on. Well, you know, once again, there has been no lack or shortage of political happenings. So I just want to start the show with something a little bit on the light side, because I find this stuff pretty humorous. But I actually have had one of the other radio show hosts from, he has a little like community show, I guess you would call it, on the radio mom there in Lebanon. And he jumped on one of my posts where I was really just sharing something about a city councilman email, and I think I had that screenshot in. But, you know, he jumps on there and he's just trying to throw shade just to do it. And like, yeah, and I think even his comment was something like, you know, about how my show here at KNS couldn't be as great as, you know, his show there at Radio Mom, where he's got terrestrial radio that only, you know, you drive one gravel road outside the city and you can't hear it. So I think he's having a little bit of a problem understanding that it's 2024 and the internet actually goes a lot farther than what the old school terrestrial radio does. But, you know, anyway, he's just jumping on. I don't know if he's trying to pirate listeners, start some sort of radio feud. I don't know what it is, but he decided he was going to follow me around for a couple. So that was good for a chuckle. So, and your guys are always going to get that. When you're trying to do something, you're always going to have the do nots want to throw shade on you. So, I mean, I have other people like, oh, well, you're just everybody goes, you're a keyboard warrior or something like that. And then I'll have to ask them, be like, did I see you at last night's city council meeting? Or because that's what it is. It's just, it's everybody else that they don't want to do nothing, or they don't want you to do anything because they're on the other side of that coin. But, that's just the way people are. You're always going to have somebody out there that wants to stomp on you and say that it can't be done or that you can't do it. And you just got to blow them people off because they're not going to get you anywhere. And a lot of the times, I term a lot of them like the NPCs. They're the non-playing characters. And at some point, if they're just going to come on and throw shade without having any real content to their discussion, at some point I just end up blocking them people because I don't have time to waste debating them. I don't have time to argue with them. I don't owe that to none of them. So I really try to take my time and streamline it so that we can do more important things that a lot of us care about. So going on into the things that we all care about, Monday night, I actually attended with my beautiful wife the Lebanon City Council meeting, because what they've done, and we've been talking about all this IED stuff, well, the city tried to sneak one in on us here in the county. And what they did was they were holding a meeting to where they were going to vote, to where they're going to create a water territory even exceeding the boundaries of all the 10,000 annexed acres that they got. So they're going to try to create a water territory that moves farther and deeper into the county, 4 to 10 miles, to create a new, bigger area for this citizens' water that they're trying to push into here. And the county commissioners in Boone County did not even hear about this until the night before. So, you know, we had a pretty good showing of us that showed up at the city council meeting and to speak our piece on some of this, because they try to sneak this stuff through there. They try to pass it when nobody's looking. And then next thing you know, it was really hard to watch. Guys, I've been a Boone County Republican my entire life, and I've opined to you guys how I find that part more offended. Because I'm looking at all these people on this board, and these are all people that ran as Republicans. They have that R beside their name, and every last one of them was prepared in the beginning to instantly just make a vote that could then end up compelling rural conservative Hoosiers to be forced to do something. Because now why I say that is because they actually had the council for the citizens pipeline, and that was going to do this, and he had to even admit that it was absolutely that the state give them the legal authority that they could compel people in these rural areas to do it. Now, don't get me wrong, they tried to say that that's not their policy and that they wouldn't do it, But when they want to run all these pipes out and around your house out in the middle of the country, and then mention the fact that they can legally compel people to hook up, I mean, that's a serious problem, and that is a serious overreach. What kind of Republicans sit there and vote something like that on their fellow friends and neighbors? I mean, so we started in on this meeting, and they're going over their big dream plan here, and luckily, as the meeting kind of went on, and a few of the people started to speak, then one of the city council women, Sandra Jasonowski, she actually, decided to speak up finally and say to Matt Gentry and the rest of the council, like on their first reading of this, there was nobody there. And then like she noticed and like we were all talking, and now this room was filled up by people that had all these concerns and were sharing it. And she was the only one of that whole board that thought people's opinions, thoughts, feelings on their property and their home, right? She was the only one that showed any concern and spoke up. And that's terrifying. When you got a whole board of Republicans, you have a Republican mayor, you have a whole Republican board, and they're all foaming at the mouth to use the force of big government to force something on people that they don't want. And guys, this is a horrible problem. And when everybody really started getting energized in this meeting, and I mean, there was a lot of people, there were people speaking out of turn. I mean, it was really because they're getting up there and they're lying. And then you're seeing Matt Gentry visibly start to get irritated because he wants that council to do as he says. And you know, I think he's got a lot of them that are running lockstep with him. And I don't know why all they got cooking. Like we've talked about before, they have the lawsuits against them. And all the city councilmen are named in these lawsuits. But I mean, what does it take to get a whole board of Republicans to be that willing to vote something onto their friends and neighbors that could later force them, compel them by the force of law to take crappy water? I mean, because I don't know. And I mentioned this, and it might have been one of the times I spoke out of turn as well, is because we don't want that water. I mean, I'm perfectly, as a rural Boone County citizen my whole life, I am perfectly happy with well water. I know where it comes from, and I know that, 150 feet down is pretty decent. I like it. It has the old well water flavor, but I was born and raised in this county, and it's everything I've always been used to. So I do not want the citizens' water. I personally want absolutely no part of drinking out of Eagle Creek and, White River and all these other places they get this water. I mean, it's not for me. And I'll tell you what, guys, while I would occasionally still have a fountain Coke and stuff when I was off in the city, just because I wasn't tracking or thinking about it, after having recently reread all this stuff, I'm like, I'll just take a bottled water instead of a Coke because I really want no part of it. But, and that's the thing, these people just want to push this stuff on it. And I can see no part of conservatism in using the force of big government to force your fellow citizens. I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. These people are nothing but a bunch of cornfield communists. They're coming out here and they got this power. So they're just foaming at the mouth. And I hear him say stuff like, well, we have the authority, we have the right. One of them was even sitting there. We literally heard a city councilman talk about, well, we just want to run these pipes so we can protect this area. And we're all sitting there like, we want to protect our area from you guys. I mean, you guys are coming into our homes and you're trying to do this, talking about protecting what's yours. Do you guys not understand how this works? I mean, you guys are supposed to be representatives of the people. And here you are trying to vote things on to people that they don't want. And as this meeting went on, finally, after, like I said, Sandra speaking up and, they finally got Mike Kincaid to go along with abstaining. So what's going to happen now is that they just stayed the vote, and the vote will happen again here coming up at October 15th at the next meeting. Now, I'll clarify the dates and times actually once I have them in my hand and I'm looking at them. But people are going to have to get engaged and we're going to have to get back at this meeting. We're going to have to put more butts in the stands, and we're going to have to really encourage these city councilmen, because what they're telling me is there's nothing the county can do to stop them. So pretty much, even if our commissioners go up there, and a special shout out also to Tim Beyer, because he took the time to come to the meeting and to speak out and stand for the citizens of the county. But the way they're saying it from the city side of it and their lawyer is they're saying there's nothing we can do to stop them. So really the only way to effectively stop them from doing another giant land grab outside of their other giant land grab is to convince these people that are sitting on the city council that we all see them and we see that they're not upholding the values that they ran on. They ran as Republicans, but they're sitting there acting like they're cornfield communists. You cannot sit there and use the force of big government to force people to do things and act like you're a conservative. These things do not go together. And like I talked about in the last show, that's so much of what offends me, is because this is my party doing it. And I've been a party faithful for decades. I've rode to the events. I've donated my time. I've sat there and put the energy into it. And to have my own party coming in here and acting like this, it blows me up. I mean, when I spoke at the meeting, I mean, I'm literally shaking. I'm so angry because I can't even believe what I'm hearing and seeing out of these people. I have no idea what happened to our area to where all of a sudden these people, and like I said, maybe the lawsuits, affecting their judgment. Maybe somebody's gotten to them a little, maybe they've been promised stuff too. I mean, I know that there was another member of the Lebanon government that got a position in state government. So, I mean, maybe there's other things out there that are put on the table. And the people standing up at least got them some of them to pay attention a little bit. But guys, these are members of your community. You guys need to come out. You need to call them. You need to send emails. And I know after this show wraps up, I'm going to start putting in the work. I'm going to get together these people's names and the email. I'm going to share them to the shop's Facebook page. And for those that haven't caught on yet, there is the new shop Facebook page where I want to do a lot more interacting with you guys. Because like I said, as you're trying to solve problems, it's everybody's input that gets us to a better answer. It's not just one person that solves it. You know, like... we talked about before this intersection over here at 32 and 75, and I've really still been working that one pretty hard. I've been in communication with the sheriff's department, where they reached out to NDOT, that they've been working to get this stuff done. They've been putting in the effort, and so what the sheriff's department ended up doing, because they got the same response back from the state that I did, was that there was going to be 5 years before this intersection was dealt with. But we're looking at a crisis today, and the sheriff understands that. So what the sheriff did was he ended up bringing out what they call the speed trailer. And this speed trailer, what it does is it records the data from the cars driving by, how many, the speed, everything else. And then what we're hoping is to be able to use some of this data to send back to NDOT and to politicians and everybody else to try to bring more and more attention to it, because this intersection was already bad, and then they just amplified it by all of a sudden introducing all this IEDC LEAP traffic and putting in no provisions really for the children at all. And something else that's been bothering me about that whole dynamic is the school's attorney, Westerbrook School's attorney, is Kent Franston, and he also represents the IEDC in some of this land stuff and some of these deals that they've been working out. And I'm left to wonder a little bit how, when you have the same lawyer who's working, you know, supposed to be representing the school and what's the best interest for them and the students there, and then he also goes and works for the IEDC, but it seems like the best interests of the students got the short end of that stick. Because maybe, I mean, I don't know. Is it because it saves money to not put these upgrades and improvements in So that way the kids can be safe while they bring all this traffic in. Because, I mean, just on people traffic alone, just the Lily traffic alone, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of workers there, and they're expected to triple or quadruple that. I mean, we had a motorcycle wreck out there on 32, not far from the school the other day, and I believe that was actually somebody that worked at the Eli Lilly job. So, I mean, the 74 down 32 and into Lebanon is part of the commuting area for a lot of this traffic and a lot of this heavy construction equipment. And we all need to be proactive because, you know, the state telling me we're going to get growing and growing and growing and growing for 5 years, and then they're going to address this problem is insanity. That's a reactive government, and we need to be proactive. So that's why, you know, I've reached out to the sheriff on that. I had a great conversation with Rob Ramey, who's the superintendent of Western Boone, and he's a giant ally in this too. Rob Ramey had fought before in 2021. There was a horrible accident right there with a student, and he's put his efforts in before to help get some amount of improvements over this area, and he's still 100% on board with that. And Ramey also reached out to NDOT, and he was requesting a new traffic study because we're all seeing these increased problems and this the hazards that are already present, but they're getting worse. So when a school bus is heading what would be north on 75, if it had a traffic light there, a school bus could go straight through that light and then turn into the school off of the 75 exit into the school and have no problem whatsoever. But as it is, because it's so hard to get across with the 32 traffic, a school bus comes up to that intersection and they take a right and then take a left into the school, doing that, forcing them to navigate the traffic that way. And we're sending our students through here over and over and over again. And like I said, guys, this is an ongoing problem. I've already graduated one student from that school, and I've sent my own through there. So, I mean, I personally understand the dangers of this. And when I have people reaching out to me, and then I have school bus drivers reaching out to me, and I have all this, then that's why we're trying to take a second look in this and put, and I just keep saying, because everybody gives me the, well, this has been tried before, they're not going to do nothing. And I'm tired of accepting that as the answer. We have to, you know, more voices, more effort, more data, and push these people into a position where the optics of this are going to be really bad. You know, if heaven forbid there's an accident at this intersection involving a student after we've reached out to every single person that could possibly reach out, and we put it up there visibly, we call them to the table, we remind them that while they're making all these improvements, they need to look out for the residents. You know, that they're trying to do all this development, and the only people they're looking out for in any of it are giant corporations that make billions of dollars a year. And guys, if we're going to just turn our country into that, to where that the government just walks over everybody and the little guys just left out every single time, then we're heading in the wrong direction, guys. And I don't believe our forefathers and everybody before us put in all the work for us to let it go like that. So yeah, in those regards, pretty much we have the city trying to run pipes all the way out here into the country, trying to, you know, open up the ability that country folk could get force connected to this nasty ass water from citizens. We have the state fighting everybody, the sheriff, the superintendent, myself, and everybody else that's reached out, because they don't want to have to put in place protections for these kids with all this new traffic that they instituted with their brainstorm projects. And then so yeah, pretty much just another standard week of government. But you know, we got all that stuff and we got all them fights going on, but I want to get to one of the funnier aspects of the last week though. So There were several of us that had reached out to the Rob Kendall after this meeting to poke some of the events from it. And it was hilarious, guys. It made my whole day. So in the first hour of the show, there on Tuesday, and I think it was around the 18 minute 30 second mark, it was hilarious. He threw on, so I've told you guys a couple weeks back or whatever that I rode down there and I dropped off one of my boondoggle, hashtag boondoggle hats, you know the great coining that I use to represent this project, because a boondoggle, for those that are first time listeners, is a wasteful and worthless project undertaken for political, corporate, or personal gain. And you know, Mr. Kendall there, he's in on this joke, but I took him up the hat a couple weeks ago. But after him hearing how lippy old mouthy Matt Gentry, as he likes to call him, was with everybody at the meeting, and you know how rude he was being to everybody and all that, old Rob Kendall threw on the boondoggle hat that I took him the other week and proceeded to just tear Matt Gentry, the IEDC, LEAP, and all of this stuff apart, and really called to the table, you know, the Mike Braun and the Micah Beckwith and all these people, because everybody's going to have to deal with this, because the political winds are turning on this. Nobody likes these Holcomb Gentry giant mega projects that just come through and roll over everybody. Because that's not who we wanted to be. That was never it. But the fact that Rob Kendall, and I'm going to try to cut the video, guys. I don't really know a whole lot about video editing, but I think I'm going to give it a whirl, because I'd love to cut out the portion of that video where he throws on the boondoggle hat and he just lays it out. And, you know, if somebody in the listening audience knows something about the video editing and you guys want to pull up the Kendall and Casey show on 9:24 in the first hour and look up 18 minutes and 30 seconds and do a little video editing and cut that in and post it up to the shop, that'd be awesome, because I think people need to see that. People need to see that we aren't the only ones that see all these problems. And now, as we get more attention to it, I seen that Representative Victoria Sparks actually made a whole post on the Twitter about the IEDC LEAP stuff. And as it becomes more and more politically toxic, then we have to be there to help our politicians help themselves away from this project. Because that's the Lebanon City Council people, we need to remind them what conservatism is and what Republican values are, and what we expect of, you know, the people from our hometown. We don't, you know, us people that lived in the country, I mean, Lebanon is still my hometown. I've lived in the country most of my life, but I went to school in Lebanon. I go to Lebanon to eat and to do things, to shop. I mean, I go to the city government building. I mean, these are all things that, you know, just because we're in the country don't mean we are not a part of the area. And for them to treat us like we're lesser people, as they act as our betters and try to force things upon us that we don't want, I mean, there is no Republican values in that at all. And if we're going to save the party, we need to be moving it back to the small limited government, low taxes, growth comes from the private sector, the policies that built the party, the policies that we could reliably count on, and the policies that we could get out there and defend. Because it gets really hard. You know, we're up against an election where we have almost an admitted communist in Kamala Harris that's coming out here and having all these big giant plans, you know, to do some of these wild things. And I don't want that, but it makes it real hard to get out there and campaign for your Republican Party when locally they're attacking you. Yeah. And I mean, I'm an admitted Trump voter. I'm absolutely going to vote for him. I think versus the alternative. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about the housing crisis and all these other things I see on the table. And just like Tim Walz said the other day at the rally, we can't take four more years of this. I mean, I don't know how much more. I believe us to be on the precipice of very catastrophic events. I mean, like I said, when we're all seeing these sky-high rent prices, and then we're seeing the wages, and then now that we're seeing the economy slump a little bit and wages starting to slump and hiring start to go down, I mean, we're seeing more and more posts. We're seeing people starting to talk about renting rooms out of their house. We're seeing, you know, people talking about living in their cars. And we're just moving to that direction. And it affects me, because I'm seeing it all happen. And then you're seeing a lot of the people around you that would have the ability to help slow it down are very prone to not doing anything, you know. And just like a lot of our government, just, you know, we're talking about that intersection. What are they going to do? They're just going to sit there and stare at the problem and until something horrible happens. And I'm so tired, and that's part of why I'm getting out here and doing what I'm doing, and engaging these politicians, and coming out here and talking to you guys, and writing on the pages. You know, like I said, we have the New Shop Facebook page, and then I also have the Boone County Cockroach pages that we store a lot of information. But it's just getting hard to watch. It's just getting hard to watch everybody just stare at these problems over and over, and nobody ever does anything. I mean, we literally. You know, we have this horrible drug problem. You know, we keep doing the same things over and over and over. And there's so many more out of the box ideas and out of the box things that we could do to try to move the needle on some of these things. But there just seems to be a real lack in effort to put forth some of these efforts. And you know, hopefully we can get enough team built up and enough people and enough movement that some of these problems we're witnessing in the community. We can push and affect change for it. I mean, that's what a shop does. A shop comes out here and we're trying to fix things. And I, you know, hopefully working with all you guys, maybe we can get to the point where we can fix some of these things. Because we can't just continue to stare out of the problems. And we all have plenty realized by now that the people that are up there that are supposed to be the best and brightest among us, they really aren't. So they need our help, guys. They need us to get out there and engage these topics. They need us to put the spirit back in them. This city council in Lebanon, they need us to put back in them the spirit of conservatism, the spirit of a small limited government, the spirit of the citizen being the bigger value than the government. And when all these people forget it, we have to put it back in there. We have to remind them. Because if left to their own devices, they will just continue to do what they've done over and over again, which is keep enriching themselves because they just that is the group that they're in. Those are the people that they're talking to. That's just the mindset that they get. They need us. They need us, their friends and the neighbor, their fellow countrymen. They need us to help put that back in there. We need to engage them and try to get the spirit back in them. So that they understand that we're now watching. We're no longer just looking at our phones. We're no longer, you know, just worried about our own little thing. We're actually starting to watch what these people are doing. We're starting to watch, you know, the action, who they look like they're representing. If you're going to make all these deals and everything, and you're going to say that you're representing and supporting the school, but then leave the children out of the negotiating any protection, well, we're going to call you out on that. You know, we're going to have to bring that up and we're going to talk about it so that no more is this stuff just going to keep continuing to just fester in the darkness. We're going to shine the light on it. And you know, that's what it's all been. You know, as long as these people can stay in their own little cliques, they can make their own little deals and they can all make their own, you know, enrich their own lives immensely, then they're never going to worry about the citizens. But if you shine the light on them, you see that. Because people are very reactive to how their community views them. And when everybody actually sees that you see the things that they're doing and that they're being judged for, you know, they're being held to account if they're throwing their fellow community members under the bus. They're held to account for these things, and those things mean something. And when people actually see that they are going to be held to account within their community, then maybe at that point we can actually start to move the needle on some of these things. Start to get a little better government out of some of these people and actually get back to where these people represent us. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of watching it, guys. I'm tired of just watching the same show over and over where everybody gets ignored. And I, you know, on this intersection, I'm tired of everybody saying you just got to take no for an answer. You know, if they're gonna make everybody take no for an answer, well, we're gonna have it on the record. We're gonna have them all on account. And if something happens, we're going to blanket that to the four corners so that everybody can see that it's their inaction that caused all this. It's their inaction is the reason that things don't get done. And it's their inaction that puts people's lives in danger. But we're going to have to be the change that we want to see. And I tell a lot of people on the cockroach page when we get to talking about it, I have a coined the phrase that I like to use for it. And it's that our children's and grandchildren's future is a direct reflection of how hard we are willing to work for it today. And with that, I leave you guys. Have a great Saturday. I'll see you next week.